We've got James Jackson Toth and his wife Jaxie in studio. Hi guys, how are you?
Hi Rhonda, how are you?
Good. Great to have you in here, and I'm very excited about getting my own personal concert. They are playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge here in Charlottesville. They've also got the Duchess and the Duke traveling with them, and they're going to be there tonight as well. And how's it going so far, guys? You've been on the road a couple weeks, right?
About 2 weeks today, and we still got about four to go.
It looks like it might be starting to hit you.
Yeah, we're a little weary, but no, it's been a good time, and Duchess and the Duke are good traveling companions. We've been having fun with those guys, so it's been fun.
And you're going to be rocking that place out tonight, because you said you're going to be all plugged in with full band and everything.
Yeah, this is a full band tour with five-piece band, kind of more rocking.
Excellent. You
know? Yeah.
Well, what I was referring to earlier, in case people aren't familiar with your earlier work, of course, you've been recording for how long under Wooden Wand?
Since about 2000, formally or informally, you know.
Okay.
Kind of since then.
And sort of, you know, one of the seminal, I guess, acts doing kind of indie folk and for all that time. And does this name change kind of signal a different sound for you? Or what precipitated the decision to record under your own name now?
I think the name Wooden Wand, we kind of hit the ceiling, you know, and I think the expectations kind of started to supersede our muse, you know what I mean? And
okay.
I just kind of wanted to, you know, now I'm Googleable now, you know, and there's nothing to hide, you know.
Well, and I know that you had, as Wooden Wand, you had a reputation for being very prolific as well, right?
Yeah.
In an off-the-cuff kind of way.
Yeah, we spread ourselves a little thin, but that was more our low self-esteem, you know. People would be like, hey, I want to put out another record of yours and put it out into the overcrowded market. And we were always more than happy to put it in. Yeah. So we're going to try to slow down a little bit.
Cool. Well, I imagine there is something very liberating about a name change for that reason. And I wondered at first when you were recording under your own name if it meant, Jaxie, that you weren't going to be participating, but obviously you are. Is it at the same level or you know?
Perhaps even a little more.
I was
going to
say it's an increased involvement on her part.
My name was never in the Wooden Wand and the Vanishing Voice anyway. I used the name Satya Sai in that band, so it was them and him and then me somewhere in the middle.
Oh, so you're actually also using your real name for the first time, sort of for the purpose of recording.
Indeed.
Well, it's a lovely album, and I'm really looking forward to you guys sharing some live tracks from it with us. So what would you like to start with?
We'd like to play a song called Look In On Me.
Excellent.
Which is
my favorite.
All right. Well, it's going out to Rhonda.
Well, here's James Jackson Toth on WNRN.
Cocaine and bourbon, pinball and pool, look in on me. Don't leave me to face the slow death of a looking on me. 'Cause time will untie the ties that bind, but not if I'm yours and you are mine. Get me to the border, I'll sleep for a year. Look in on me. There's always some devil who has my ear. God only knows the trouble I find, unless I am yours. speed and tequila, women in bars. Love. Wrap me up in there, blue blanket of stars. Look in on me, 'cause sometimes I think that I'd rather go blind. If I can't be yours, be
You're listening to WNRN. That was James Jackson Toth with Lookin' On Me from his new album, Waiting in Vain. And as I said, my favorite track on the CD, so it's a real treat for me. Thanks for starting off with it.
Oh, no problem.
Now, I read you've gone through some lineup changes. This is to be expected, I suppose. And I was wondering how, you recorded with some really impressive players, so I was hoping you could tell us a bit about that and then also tell us who you're traveling with.
Sure. I like to shake things up as much as possible and keep a rotating cast of musicians. But that said, I think we finally, with this tour, we've kind of hit on a unit that I'll be sticking with. You know, of course, we'll always have guest stars because that keeps things interesting. But this group will be, as long as we're all still on speaking terms at the end of the tour, it'll be the band for a while. As far as people like John Dietrich and Andy Kabick and Nils Klein and people like that, they were either friends that we had previously or mutual friends with either Steve Fisk or Slim Moon. Like in the case of Nils Klein, he was a friend of a friend, and we were really excited obviously to have him. I mean, he's one
obviously,
of the, he's one of the greatest American guitar players, you know, around. So but yeah, as far as this crew, it's Jexy Lynn on vocals and organ. We have Wyman Miles on guitar and piano, Richard Gowan on drums, and Shade Sarton on bass.
That's great.
It's
and
a
that's
good crew.
That's a lot of people in the van. Are you all in the same van?
Yeah, we're in a minivan, actually. We had this idea. This is rife with folly, but we had this idea that we were going to buy a van in San Francisco off Craigslist, you know, and then we'd sell it at the end, like flip the van. But that didn't work out. We ended up having
does that improve the Blue Book value of a van?
Yeah, now with Carfax and all that stuff, I don't know how that would work.
Do they have a line for, well, the band toured in it.
Yeah,
and,
across the country twice.
And more or less lived in it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we ended up renting, which was, you know, a different kind of fiasco.
Well, we'd love to hear something else from the album as well. What else?
Sure. We were going to do a song called Poison Oak.
Great. Thank you. So here's James Jackson Toth, and he is playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge in Charlottesville along with the Duchess and the Duke. His new CD is Waiting in Vain, and this is Poison Oak on WNRN.
Poison Oak, darling, I know where you've been. Marking off boxes on your checklist of sin. Your father ought to have his old head busted in for raising you up like he did. You know that your baby is slow and she's thin, yellow with jaundice all over her skin. I'd build a big fire and throw your mother right in for raising you up how she did. But I know my blood when I taste it. And hey, poison oak, you're alright. So buckle up, little Virginia, and stay till the end of the night. Wear a suede hat with a fiery brim, and beat cotton dry of each droplet within. They ought to round up your lovers and all of your kin for letting you go on like you did. But I know deep down that your heart is pure gold. someday you'll buy back the things you've sold. And someday you won't look so broken and old, and you'll think of the good of your kid. But I know my blood when I'm blinded, and hey, poison, oh, you're okay. So tuck it in your little Virginia and stay till the end of the day. Darling, I know you've been marking off boxes on your checklist of sin. Your father ought to have his old head busted in for raising you up how he did.
James Jackson Toth on WNRN. That was Poison Oak from his new album, Waiting in Vain. And he's playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge in Charlottesville with the Duchess and the Duke, who we also play here a bit at WNRN. And it's a great double bill. So very excited to have you guys coming through town. Now, I myself am not very video oriented, but I did check out the video for Doreen. And I have to say, I really like it. It's not often, I think, that a video is so nicely tailored to the song itself. And I think sometimes videos try to go in a different direction or sure. try to be more about themselves. But it complements the song very nicely. And I was curious as to whether you shot the whole thing in New Orleans or if you just shot part of it in New Orleans and what that was like.
Well, actually, we spent about 5 days driving from our house in Murfreesboro down to New Orleans, across the bottom of the country, through Texas, Louisiana, all the way to Oklahoma.
Tulsa, yeah. Yeah. It was a road video.
And then we drove home, and we did that all in 5 days. So,
so it was good practice for the tour, wasn't it?
Well, we didn't need any practice. That was actually accredited to Adam Egypt Mortimer, the director. It was his concept and his idea, and he's a friend. We've known him for years. He's been an acquaintance for years. Now we're friends, for better or worse.
Oh, yeah.
We spent a lot of time in the car together, but it was his idea, and it was his vision, and I think he executed it really well. I'm really happy with the video.
Well, whoever the location scout was, and if you were all just chipping in and saying, yeah. Oh, that place, we need to shoot in front of that place, but someone deserves credit, because it's just so kind of gothic and scenic, and it's so rich visually in a way that really, again, isn't showy and doesn't take over. It just really complements the song. And it is about, you know, a road trip, sort of, or a journey in the song. So
we wanted to make it iconic without doing, like, Niagara Falls and the Salt Flats. We just wanted to kind of get little pieces of America that were interesting to us.
But thanks. Yeah, glad you liked it. Adam did scout out several of the locations ahead of time, but there was all kinds of, hey, look at that, let's pull over, you know. Oh, it's sunset, we need to stop the car right now.
Right. Yeah. Well, it looked like a lot of thought had been put into it. And I was, as I watched the video, I was wondering where it was set or where you guys were. And then when I saw the wrought iron balconies of New Orleans, I was like, okay, well, that's obviously New Orleans. Yeah. I don't know if the whole thing is, though. So that's interesting. You were actually traveling as you made it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, if you pay attention, you can see the Route 66 sign on one of the shots, too. So those two shots, I feel like, hopefully will let people in on the fact that it wasn't all shot.
Well, we put a link to the video that was on YouTube on our own interview site, so I hope people check it out, because I think it's really interesting.
Cool.
And
thanks.
We'll have, you know, this interview up there as well, so if people want to re-listen to this or recommend it to anyone else, they can do that, and also check out the video for Doreen, because it's really cool. So we have time for one more. Great. Could you play one more song for us?
Yeah, this next song is actually, it's an iTunes exclusive. It's not on the record.
Wow, okay, cool.
And it's called Hallucination.
Great. So this is James Jackson Toth on WNRN.
Ready?
Yeah.
You're the blue plane. There's a flood in your blood. See the news chafe, an epidemic onto itself. on a highway or on the darkest streets, hallucination, hallucination, hallucination. Let me dictate. There was a lighthouse with a wandering eye. Let me tempt fate and honor the antagonism of my life. When it's too early and it's too dark to dream, hallucination, hallucination, hallucination.
WNRN, James Jackson Toth. And Jexy, that's some great whistling there, Jexy. Jexy, that's not easy to pull off.
Oh, it's so hard. The smallest grin ruins the whistle.
They are going to be playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge here in Charlottesville. The Duchess and the Duke is going to be there. They're going to have five pieces. They're going to be plugged in. That place had better be packed. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Ron.
And it's going to be a great show. Waiting in Vain is the new album, and it's an excellent one. And we do appreciate you guys taking the time to come in.